This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I decided today to record this video and post it for a very good reason. Some of my students were talking with me today about the struggle of how some people address them in regards to hijab. And whether you're out there and you have not yet been able to take that decision, and or you were way past that age where you're required to cover up, and you feel people are kind of judging you based on whether you're covered or not, or looking at your piety based on whether you have hijab or not, whether, you know, if you're wearing it, then you're a good Muslim. If you're not wearing it, then you're not so much. I just want to tell you, I can definitely feel what you're going through, and I can so relate to you. Now, I was raised in Zimbabwe as a little child all the way into middle school, and I went to a private British school. When I came back to Egypt, my parents wanted to really, like, you know, they were very worried about the religion. They wanted me to have that background. And so they decided to put me in full-time Islamic school, where hijab was a requirement as part of my uniform. You know, I was always being told by my teachers, roll down your sleeves, pull up your socks, close that top button. There's a little, you know, hair sticking out. And I remember the rebel inside of me, the more they kind of spoke to me in that harsh and negative way, the more I felt I need to rebel. And the minute that bell would ring and I would leave the school, sleeves would be rolled up, socks would be rolled down, the top button, you open it right away. SubhanAllah. And the one thing I have learned, or I'm able to kind of understand now as I've, you know, years have gone past, alhamdulillah, is that don't ever let people decide or not decide, basically, but don't let people kind of tell you or make you get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules because of the way they say things. This is a human being. This is not what the religion, you know, the way the religion wants to portray it to you, or not the way the religion wants to convey it to you, right? Because I understand now as an adult, from what I went through, I would never, ever tell someone, you know, you are like this or you're like that. Yes, hijab is a requirement, but don't let the way people tell you make you rebel and go further away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has required from you, right? And I'm going to share with you a very personal story that happened with me personally, that when I look back and think about it, if I had listened to this person or the way she spoke to me, I would have most likely not be covered today. Right, I would not be wearing my headscarf today. So I remember going in through high school, and my mom had started, you know, attending religious, lectures and about covering and so on and so forth. And she'd come back, she's like, you have to cover up, you have to do this. And the more she kind of forced me or kind of wanted to force it on me, the more I kind of, like, you know, stepped back. And subhanAllah, one day, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi, blessed me with this beautiful gift. And I decided on my own, you know what? I want to cover up. I want to do this not because my mom is saying, not because anybody, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He's blessed me in so many ways. And the least way to show this gratitude is to, you know, kind of like express my love by following His rules and His requirements for me, right? So the first day I remember going out with my hijab, and back in the day we had sweatpants that were actual sweatpants. They were like really big and baggy, not those tiny skinny things. I don't know how you guys fit your legs into these days. And the hijabs, we didn't have all these like fancy different hijabs. We had like big, huge hijabs that were like tablecloths. You'd fold them into half. It's a huge triangle that would literally, you'd fold in half, pin it here, reach down to your knee. I had a long, long shirt that was way below my knees. And I'm walking, feeling so proud of myself. I was in 11th grade, I think. And not to belittle anybody, wallahi, my, you know, this sister, she was niqabi. She wore the niqab and black clothes. I mean, I'm not saying anything to belittle, because my sister and my best friend, they're both niqabis, and they're the most beautiful influence and inspiration to me in my life. But unfortunately, sometimes people, when they dress in a certain way, they feel they're entitled to address you in a certain way. So this lady who was wearing niqab, she sees me. She like kind of waves at me, crosses the street and comes to me saying, Salaam Alaikum. And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to like tell me you look beautiful in your hijab. And she's like, Salaam Alaikum. I'm like, Assalamu Alaikum. So she tells me, Inshallah, bi-ithnillah, you're going to hellfire. And I'm like, okay. I didn't know how to react to that. I smiled and I'm like, okay, shukran, thank you. And subhanAllah, you know, I went back and I told my sister, and she's like, you know, don't let negative people get through to you. Don't ever let anybody, by the way they address you, take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, right? If I had listened to that lady, I would have definitely, just been driven further away. But I knew this was right. I knew this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required from me. I know that maybe it's difficult. It's not something, it's not an easy decision to do that. I understand. It's such a temptation with our beauty and our hair and this and that. I totally understand. But at the same time, I understand that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or God places rules for us, it's always to protect us. And I can give you an example, very simple one. If you have a MacBook, right, and your MacBook crashes, you have to go get what? The manual for a MacBook. If you go get a manual for a Toshiba or an HP and try to fix your MacBook with it, what's going to happen? It's going to get even worse, right? The same concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us, not human beings, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you your manual. He gave you your catalog. He made you. He knows the best way that you function, right? And what's your book? The Quran. He tells you, I know how you are from inside. I know what your nafs looks like. I know that if you cover up, you're going to be more protected, more appreciated. People will what? The people will judge you not on the color of your hair that you have no control of, or the color of your eyes, or any of that other things, your skin, or you know how skinny or fat, or whatever it is that you are, but basically on your heart, on your piety, on your mind, on how you are as a human being, right? You have to make people respect you in that sense, right? So you cannot let people decide for you and tell you, well, because you are doing so and so, then you're not decent. That's not for them to decide, first of all. It's not for us to judge. Judgments to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it's a requirement from us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do, basically to show how humble you are. You're a beautiful pearl. You're precious. And pearls, you don't find them lying down in the dirt and the sand of the bottom of the sea. You find them where? Protected in oysters. And so are you, my dear sisters. You're very precious. And your hijab is what gives you that dignity and that modesty. First of all, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how you function best. And He's telling you, I am protecting you. When He gives ayahs about khamr or, you know, about alcohol, He's doing it to protect you, not to restrict you. And you have to understand that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in so many ways, think about it. It's just endless. Sit and count your blessings. They're endless. Look around you in the world. What's going on? And think to yourself how blessed you are. Wouldn't you just say thank you? Thank you, God. And how do you say thank you? It's not just by saying, oh yeah, I'm grateful. But how are you going to interpret it in your actions, the way you are, the way it reflects on your outer appearance? Your inner state has to reflect on your outer state. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of you, Ya Rab, find it easy, inshallah, to cover up. It's something beautiful. And once you give up something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, wallahi, I'm telling you, Allah replaces it with something so much more beautiful. You don't feel that urge to like let out your, you can still let it out with your sisters and your friends, you know, your girlfriends, of course, and later on in your life, inshallah, and then the reward is just immense. And you see the barakah and the blessing of it in your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, all grant us that thabat, or to be kind of like, you know, consistent and be sturdy on what is right, Ya Rab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything that He loves beloved to our hearts and keep us, Ya Rab, very strong about it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take out from our heart the love of this dunya and replace it with everything that pleases Him. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.